about that. We're thankful to have Jeff Blumenberg with us today. And I really like this guy because he's a down-to-earth guy, just kind of laid back. I asked him yesterday, what should I call you? He said, I'm not into those titles and things like that. So it didn't matter. So I like first names. So let's have prayer, and we'll ask Jeff to come and share with us again. Father, thank you so much that we can have sunshine in our souls if we have you in our hearts. And so we just thank you today that we can be here together. We thank you for all the learning that comes with camp meeting. And we pray that you would be with Jeff today and bless him as he shares his message with us. We pray that it would be a growing experience for each one of us and draw us closer to you and better equip us for your work. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'm not on. Hey, there we go. It's not even anybody back, though. Yeah, just see the top of a head. Hey, how's everybody? Thank you, Rick, for the intro. It is good to be with you again today. You know what? When we part in about an hour and a half, we'll be halfway through. Well, time moves on, doesn't it? These chairs are hard, aren't they? They're uncomfortable up here. Yeah. I need to move my whole podium right back here, get in the midst of you. I don't like being so far away. But if I don't look at my notes once in a while, I might be taking you down Kentucky somewhere instead of staying in West Virginia. Well, I tell you, it's good to be with you, and I've enjoyed the 2 days, and I'm sure I'm going to enjoy these last 4 days together. All right, well, let's start with... Or it is written question. I'm going to come back here so that I can hear if somebody gives me the right answer. What is the name of the humanitarian project that it is written is doing in India? Got it over here first. Eyes for India. Help yourself to a gift afterwards. Eyes for India. Eyes for India is an incredible project. I mean, it's amazing what's happening there. Dr. Jacob Prabhakar has partnered with It Is Written to do eye surgeries for people. An amazing amount of people in India have cataracts, and by 60 or 70, they are blind. And can you imagine at 60 or 70 and being blind, and then having a doctor do surgery on you and giving you your eyesight back? And we do it for $75. Is that amazing? Now let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Jacob, an amazing, amazing man. He's a short little man about this tall. And I've had an opportunity to eat with him a couple times when he's been in the States, and I've asked him questions about what he does. There was an ophthalmologist from Loma Linda that wanted to go see what he did, and so he went and spent a week with Dr. Jacob. And what's interesting about Dr. Jacob is he actually does these surgeries out in the bush sometimes. He does them in Muslim mosque sometimes. It's just amazing. But he has a clinic there. We have an Adventist hospital there. The name of it has escaped me. What is it? No, that's not it. No. I'll think of it. But anyway, he has it set up where he sits on a stool and he has a microscope that he turns like this. And he does the eye surgery, and while he's doing it, they roll this gurney away, and they roll another gurney here. So when he's done here, he just does this with the microscope, and then while he's doing this eye, they're rolling that one away and rolling this one here. Well, this doctor from Loma Linda that went over there, he writes a letter to It Is Written, and in the letter he says, I have never been a part of something like this. He said, I did, with this process, I did 40 eye surgeries in one day. And he said, that was amazing. But while I was doing my 40, Dr. Jacob did 300. Can you imagine? Dr. Jacob sits on that stool for 12 hours straight. I said to him, what do? Don't you take a restroom break? Don't you take a lunch break? He goes, oh, no. He says, if I did that, there'd be people that wouldn't get their eyesight. He says, I plan well in advance to be able to sit there for 12 hours. And he does that for like 2 or 3 days a week because it takes the other days a week for them to prep the people to get them ready. And then when they're prepped, you should see the pictures. They're lined up sitting on the ground. They're lined up sitting on the ground through the trees waiting to be next to come in. It's an incredible thing. Well, when you give somebody their eyesight back, guess what else we can give to them? We can give them the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And they get a little packet with steps to Christ and a little packet with an introduction on who Jesus is. And then John goes back and he does a series. And here we are in a completely Muslim Hindu country. And when John went back there recently to hold a series, they had over 3,000 people every night to hear about Jesus. Isn't that cool? That is so cool. That's one of the things that your It Is Written is doing, because it's your ministry. We're an arm of the church. Okay. Oh, every time I get up here, I forget something. I need my clicker. So let me get it hooked up. Well, when you think of It Is Written, the thing we think about is It Is Written as a television ministry. That's what we first usually think. Been on the air for 62 years, every Sunday morning, 62 years, the longest continually running television ministry in the world. We were the first ministry to televise in color, but we have never missed a Sunday morning to be on the airwaves sharing the message. As you know, George Vandeman was our first speaker, founder, and then there was who? Mark Finley. And then after Mark Finley was who? Sean. And now John. 62 years and only 4 speaker directors. That's kind of amazing in itself, isn't it? So when people think of It Is Written, they think of television. They also think of our humanitarian projects. A lot of people know about our humanitarian projects. I visit people all over this country, and I went to a home in Connecticut one day. And when I visit people, I never know whether they're an Adventist or not. So I knock on the door, and I'm always, you know, wondering, and I usually look for clues and ask questions to lead me a little bit. So this gentleman happened to be home. He said, you're lucky to catch me. I'm never home, but I'm having my hot water heater replaced today, so I'm home. I said, well, that's neat. I'm with It Is Written. Can I come in a little bit? Come on in, you know. And I usually start by saying, tell me about your history with It Is Written. And this man said, well, I watch on Sunday mornings, and I saw this program on Eyes for India, and I couldn't believe it. And I thought, if $75 can give a person their sight back, I wanted to be a part of that. And so he said, I sent in a donation. Well, he sent in $1,500 to It Is Written. And he was on my radar when I was going through that area, and I stopped and visited him. Well, it wasn't long before I realized he really wasn't an Adventist. And I said to him, brother, can I have a word of prayer with you before I leave? He goes, oh, no, of course not. Now, that really struck me because that never happens. But he said, no, no, of course not. I said, well, okay, that's fine. I said, I usually just like to have a prayer and ask a blessing upon you and your home. And he goes, oh, is that what you do? I said, Jay. He goes, well, I guess you can do that. So I don't know what his reservation was, but it's interesting. You know, I have story after story, but we've got to stay with Spark for today. Well, you know, a lot of people don't realize that It Is Written has one of the nicest Bible schools out there today. We do a lot of public evangelism, and you know about that, and you hear about it. We just were in Kansas City, had that series, about 120 baptized. But we're very dedicated to one-on-one evangelism, helping our churches and our laity to be able to do evangelism. So we're dedicated to that. That's why we do these seminars. That's why we do all of this stuff to kind of help people to get connected with It Is Written and use our resources and have a track to run on to be able to go out and win souls for the kingdom. So what does it mean setting up a Bible study school? Well, today we're going to show you what it's all about and how simple and how effective it is. When I'm done with this module and you see how effective this is, you're going to be excited. I honestly know that you are, because I've never done this anywhere where people didn't say, that is so incredible. I'm excited. I'm ready to go. Where do I sign up kind of thing? So, all right, so the It Is Written Bible Study School, you know, everything that we've talked about before and we'll talk about in the future, it all stems in all about relationships. We're relationship driven. And as we make friends and try to influence people for the gospel, it all starts with the relationship. Now, I told you on Sunday, if you were here and heard it, that people like to do business with or work with or fellowship with people that they know, people that they trust, and people that they like. So hopefully you fit into that category. Hopefully you're one of those kind of people. Yes, Scott? Of course I have a hand sheet, Scott, and I forgot. It's usual for me to always forget something. Yeah, thanks, Scott. Appreciate that. Yeah, I have my sheets here for you. Thank you very, very much. And you guys can split these up if you want. Here you go. There was a... So, we got to be a person that people can resonate with. Now, you know, you could be a grumpy person, and you don't like smiling, and you don't like being nice. Well, that doesn't mean you can't be on the evangelistic team. Because, you know, the evangelistic team needs somebody on their knees praying. They maybe need somebody doing some of the back office paperwork. So maybe you can still fit in. You just don't want to be the person that's going to be face-to-face with a stranger, because you don't do well in that capacity. So, okay, that's fine. There's a place for you. True or false? In this age, personal and direct contact has been replaced by other means of communication. You know, I was driving on my trip over here, and there was a restaurant, and it had a sign on a marquee, and it said, "We've turned off our Wi-Fi. We want our guests to visit together." I thought, well, that's cool. Yeah, you know, even though there's other forms of communication in kids today, I can't get my son to answer the phone, but he'll text with me, but he won't answer my call. It's crazy, you know. So, but even though there's other forms of communication, there still is nothing like the good old face-to-face communication. So here are the simple steps to get your school up and running. Okay, here we go. First thing is an evangelistic team. Have you ever heard about that? Yeah, we kind of worked on that yesterday, didn't we? In order for you to be successful, you have to have an evangelistic team. And we talked yesterday about what that looked like. That is first priority, okay? You have to have a territory. Okay, a territory could be around your church. It could be the East End. It could be the other side of the tracks. It could be the prison down the street. But you have a territory. You have something defined. Then you have to choose a Bible study course that you're going to use. Now, we kind of like the It Is Written Bible Study Guides, and I don't know how many of you have seen these, but this is a set of 25 lessons written by John Bradshaw, beautifully illustrated, very up-to-date, very nicely done. And as only John can do, these things are written in a way that just really inspire and really help people to understand and to make decisions. I have a case of these here, and I'm selling these, so if anybody wants to take some of these home with them, you're welcome. So you have to choose a Bible study lesson. And one other thing, good news. We just came out with, this is just 2 months old, a set of Bible lessons for children And these are gorgeous too. And on my back table back there, I have a sample lesson laying out so you can look at it. This is designed for ages 7 through 12, 6 years old, 13, 14 years old, still enjoy them. So you can actually do Bible studies with the children while you're doing Bible studies with mom or dad, and that's kind of cool. So all right, so you got to choose a Bible set of lessons. Now, you know, we're not hung up if you don't want to use ours. If you want to use, you know, Amazing Facts or Voice of Prophecies, that's fine. If you're comfortable with another set of lessons, that's fine. But as your evangelistic team, choose the lessons that you want to choose. And then, again, include your pastor. You're going to see in a little bit why this is talked about so much. But you got to keep your pastor kind of in the loop, what's going on. Well, to have a good Bible study school, you're going to need some students. If you don't have any students, you're not going anywhere. So you got to get some students, and that's the whole thing about this module. How are we going to get you some Bible study students? True or false? Prospective students are all around us. Aha. You say true. It sounds like the dream we read about Sunday, doesn't it? It sounds like there's fruit all around us. That fruit's all around us. Cool. All right. So now, the fruit's out there. How are we going to get the ripe fruit and us together? Sister White says, the great mass of mankind are engrossed in the things of this life, and divine truth can find no abiding place in their hearts. Now, friends, if that was the end of the quote, I wouldn't be here. I'd pack up shop, I'd leave. If that was the end of the quote. But it's not. Sister White goes on and she says, and yet all the blessings which the world can give fail to satisfy the wants of the soul. There is a nameless longing for something which they have not, a peace and rest that is not born of earth. Okay, so we realize people are preoccupied. We realize that there's lots going on, but the pen of divine inspiration tells us that there is a longing that nothing in this world can fill. That means that there is some ripe whortleberries out there for you to pick. Well, there are different ways to find students. So we realize they're out there. In the next module, we're going to talk about kind of a handful of them. But in this module right now, we're going to talk about one specific way, and that's going to be the It Is Written Bible Study Card. Now, the It Is Written Bible Study Card is an amazing thing. Here's a picture of it. And yours truly was supposed to bring a box of those with me to pass out one to each of you. I failed to do that. Now, in your handout is a toll-free number for customer service. I've already talked to them this morning, and so they're well aware that you might be calling, and you can call and say, please send us the mega mailer card. We want to look at it, the mega mailer card. I tell you what, we don't call it the mega mailer card at the office anymore. We call it the miracle card, and I'm going to tell you why. You're not going to believe this story. Yeah, you are going to believe it, but it's because God's going to make you believe this. We decided 3 years ago to do a Bible study interest card to try to see if we could marry our new Bible lessons that John wrote with people that were interested. So we did a kind of a sample church or two, and we said, get an evangelism team, go through these steps, we'll prepare a card, we'll do the mailing. We'll see if you get any interest. If you get any interest, work with them. Let's see what happens. Kind of a test run. So we got with our creative team, our design people, and we said, we want to design this card. It's got to be a hootie-hoo card. I mean, it's got to be pizzazz, you know? We got to have something really special. So we set the design team to doing it. Now, normally, you know, It Is Written, we track numbers. We track numbers for everything imaginable. And that's part of what you have to do when you're in a ministry. We knew that other Bible study mailing cards got a response rate of about 0.2%. That meant that for every 1,000 that you mailed, you'd get 2 back. 2 people interested in studying the Bible. We knew that number. We thought if we do something exceptional, maybe we could get 3. Maybe we could get 3. So we set the team to work. So we want something really just right off the chart. And so they did a fantastic job. We proofed it as it came along and everything. And we said, yeah, it looks good. Let's go. And they sent it to the printer. And we got it back and we went, oh no, I can't believe what happened. We forgot to specify the dimensions of the card and we got this big thing back. We go, oh, this is never going to work. We wanted to do a postcard size because it's cheaper for postage. And now we had this big thing and we thought, scratch that. We got to start over. But we just printed 100,000 of them. And we're not ever wasteful. It is written, let me tell you, we're as frugal as can be. So we said, we got to use these. Well, we contacted the church that we were going to do a test with. We said, we've got our mailers ready to go. They're not what we thought, but we're going to try them. Okay, they said try them. So they gave us their zip code list. We mailed out, I don't remember how many thousands now, I don't remember. But we waited, and we code these, so we get them all back to our office, and then we send them back out to the church. So we waited. We mailed them out, and we waited. And we started getting them back. And we didn't get 3 per 1,000. We didn't get 4. We didn't get 5. We didn't get 6. We got 10 per 1,000. And to us, that was a miracle. The normal is 2, and here we got 10. We were elated. We said, God, you planned this card to be like this because this thing gets attention. So now we've done tons of these. We've done hundreds and hundreds of thousands of these. We have over 345 Bible schools in the country right now. And if any of you take up the challenge and go back and do an evangelism team and go ahead and partner with us, you'll be added to that. You'll be one of our Bible study schools. So we've done many. The lowest we have ever gotten in some really difficult places was 5 per 1,000. And we've gotten to over 10 per 1,000 in some places. So we tell everybody, you can expect between 5 and 10. So when you do a mailing, you can expect 5 or 10. Now, interesting, let's look at these numbers. Let's just say, for instance, you mailed 5,000 of these. Well, that means that you'd have 25, a minimum of 25. Could be 25 to 50. Bible study request. Every one of those cards that comes back is a soul looking to know more about the Word of God. They are a ripe whortleberry. They're just waiting. They have sent that card. And you know, when you hold that card in your hand, it's like you're holding something more precious than gold or silver. It's a potential soul for the kingdom. So now you've got 25 minimum of those. Now, we have learned through this process, we're in our third year, that if you prayerfully, carefully work these cards, you'll have a 20% baptism rate. Isn't that incredible? That means you'd have 5 baptisms from doing that one mailing. It's incredible. Okay, just think with me for a minute. So you mail out 5,000. You get the Bible studies, you're visiting, and you've got some people interested, and you baptize 5 people. Then the next year, your team grows because enthusiasm catches. You've had success. Other people want to be a part of the team, right? Now your little team went from 6, maybe to 12, and now you do another mailing. And maybe you do a mailing now of maybe 8,000. And then the next year, you do another mailing. 5 years from now, you could have 50 new members in your church. What would that do for your church? How would you like to have 50 new members in your church? Would that be incredible? It's possible. It's proven. You know, we kind of like say it's kind of like the stock market. Past performance is no indication of future. But we almost feel like we've had such success now for 3 years. Our numbers are so consistent over these 3 years that we've been tracking that we almost can tell you, you can count on it. You can count on it. If you do this program like we've put it together, this can happen for you. So that's exciting. Okay, let's see what else I want to share with you. I got to tell you, you know, the story of a church that did this, they actually sent out 5,000 and they got 39 responses, this one little church. And they had a team organized and they had the people go out two by two to meet with the people. Tomorrow, you don't want to miss tomorrow. Two reasons why you don't want to miss tomorrow. Tomorrow, I'm going to give you a free gift. I'm going to give you a DVD called 500. It's disc one on John's Reformation series. Fantastic. You want this. This is free to everybody tomorrow. And also tomorrow, I am going to teach you the actual boots on the ground on how you follow up an actual Bible study lead. What you say, how you do it, how it all comes together, and you're going to be like, that's easy. I can do that. So tomorrow you're going to learn all that. So now, going back, this church sent out 5,000, they got 39 responses. They ended up baptizing 9 people from their first try at this. 9 people came into that church. And it was a little struggling church, but they had faith and they had a couple core people that grasped it and let out and said, let's do this. And now they're into their second mailing and they're having success again. And it's just revitalized the whole church. It's just, they're just so excited now. The letters we get from them, it's just telling us, it's just, we sit around, we're so excited as we read these letters from different churches that come in. It's just fabulous. Okay, so now, when we think about mailing size, how big of a mailing should you do? Well, it's going to determine how many people you have on your evangelism team. Okay? If it's just you and one other person, don't bite off more than you can chew. Because you're going to get 1,000 mailing, is what we recommend. And then from that, you're going to get your 5 leads, 6 leads, 7 leads, 8 leads, up to maybe 10 or 11. And the two of you have got to run those faithfully. So depending on the size of your evangelism team, going 2 by 2 would more be helpful in your mailing size. Now, here is the actual cost to do this. It is written, does all the mailing, we do all the accounting, we do all the, we make the copies of the cards, we do all that, mail them out to all the different churches. So if you did 5,000, it's $2,000 cost. Now, this cost should be borne by who? The church. This is a mission of the church. Now you understand why you want to have your pastor in the loop on this thing from day one. Because if he understands what you're doing and you're giving him regular updates, then he for sure is going to be backing you when you say, okay, we're all organized, we have our teams, we're ready to go. Now we decided we want to do 3,000 mailings. We need the church to pony up $1,200. And he's going to go to the board and say, I believe in this. This is going to revitalize our church. We've got to do this. And the church steps up and does it. And then the next time it's real easy to get your pastor to approve because he's seen success with baptisms. All right, now what about a mailing location? Well, the Postal Service has got a really, really nice website, and I'm going to need a little help in passing these out. This is going to tell you exactly how to figure out a mailing list. You go to the business tab, you go to every direct door mail, you search the map by zip codes or for carrier routes, and it's real easy. So you can go to your own location there, and you can figure this all out, and this sheet that's being passed out now tells you exactly how to do this. Okay? Exactly how to do this. So it's not hard. And always, we're always there to help. We are always there to help. So, now, You've got everything put together. The next thing you do is you call It Is Written. Okay, what are we going to call It Is Written about? Well, this is their number. It's in your sheet. This is the information. Now, do you want to give It Is Written? You're ready to go. You want to give us the name and contact of your leader of your evangelism team. We have to have that. We don't go forward without that. So you have a leader that's responsible for getting the cards in the mail and for us to communicate with. So there you have that. And we want to know the name of the church, of course. And we're going to code all of our mailers that we're mailing for you. We're going to code them for your church. It's a specific code we've assigned every church. So when those come in, and we're getting these coming in constantly because we have 345 churches doing this. So we're getting in tons of these every day. And we're sorting them and mailing them out to the director of your evangelism team. Then we're going to need to know your mailing size. How many do you want to mail? 1,000? 5,000? 10,000? You tell us. And then tell us the zip code or the carrier routes that you've selected. And then it's on us. You've done your job. You've organized your team. You've figured out where you want to start. You've figured out how many. And now you've contacted It Is Written and said, okay, we're ready to go. And wow, unbelievable. So now It Is Written is not going to drop you now that you've all of a sudden made this decision. We're there for you throughout. We have video orientations. Remember SALT 365? Remember, you go there, you go to itiswritten.com, you go down to the SALT tab and click on the link, and it will take you to everything you need to know. You can email us. You can call us at any time. We're there to help you. We're in this together. We're excited about being able to save souls. So in summary, okay, now in summary, think about this. You get back names of people that are interested in studying the Bible. Whoa, how cool is that? You don't even have to go out and find the whortleberries. The whortleberries come to you. Man, okay, so that's what you're going to get. And then you go into action and you start picking the ripe fruit. And God's going to use you to lead people into this truth, and you're going to have new brothers and sisters. And it's going to be so exciting and so rewarding. I can guarantee you that if you do this, if only two of you partner to do this, if only two of you, and you just do 1,000 mailing, I can guarantee you next year you're going to have a baptism if you work this program. So do you want to have a baptism? Okay. We've given you a system, a track to run on. It's not hard. Now, tomorrow I'm going to teach you how to actually do it. Okay? So you want to make sure you're here tomorrow. Okay. That concludes module number 5. Yes, sir. Yes, small towns in our conference.
Do you have any experience in sending them the second time to the same number?
Oh, do we have any experience on sending them the second time to the same address?
Like a year later.
Yeah, a year later or what? No, I have no knowledge of that. It doesn't mean a church hasn't done that, because we just follow what the church gives us. So maybe a church has tried that. I don't know. But you're right. You know, to buy something, they say you have to see something 7 times. But I don't know. Okay, give me a minute to just kind of get ready for my next module. You guys want to stand up, stretch, wake up, go to sleep, whatever you want to do. Okay, I've heard that if we get a good shower, no matter how loud I talk, you probably won't be able to hear me. It gets pretty loud in here. So all the way over here, when I was coming today, I prayed, Lord, don't let it rain. Because the devil would love for you not to get this information. This is good information. How'd you like that module? Good one?
Yeah.
Inspiring? Encouraging?
Yeah.
Can you do this?
Yeah.
Oh, man, of course you can do this. You can, I'm telling you. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, you know, I don't look at my notes and I miss a lot of key points, and I'm sorry about that. But I think we covered the basics for you, so you've got a good feel and an understanding of how the mega mailer works. And feel free to call the number, customer service, and tell them you'd like. Let me tell you this. Hang on to your thought. Let me tell you this. You saw the mega mailer, and it doesn't show up really good on the screen, of course. But it's really sharp when you see it and you open it up and the colors and everything. It's really, really sharp. But call and say, hey, send me a sample of that. I want to see it. But tell them to send you a whole packet of what we do. We have door hangers. Maybe you don't want to do a mailing. Maybe you just want to walk through neighborhoods and give them to neighbors or hang them on the door. Okay, it's the same thing, just in a door hanger format. We have got, what is it called? No, it's not necessarily more effective. What is this called? Hang with me here a second. Oh yeah, okay. Display stands. We have display stands that you can put them in, and you can set these display stands in like laundromats and in doctor's offices and car dealerships and places that will let you put them. And it's amazing in the country, places will let you put these. It's attractive, they're nice looking. So you can just get some of these stands, get 10 or 15 of them, and then just keep them filled, put them around town, and you'll get some leads back from that. It doesn't cost you anything for mailing to do that. So we've got a whole kit for you. Just call the office, say, send me a kit. I want to learn about this. I want to see what all's available. I want to see the cost and so forth. And we'll be happy to get that out to you. All right. If I get going on a module and I forget to ask you a question, please remind me. Stop me. Say, whoa, you didn't ask a question. Okay, because I want to make sure I don't forget to do that. Did you have a question? She's asking a great question. You buy the lessons either in sets or in singles. So what we do, our Bible schools, usually we help direct this and lead this. You might, depending on how many you mail out, you might buy 30 number one lessons, you know, maybe 25 number twos and so forth. So you have a nice array of them, but you're going to have some people that maybe aren't going to be interested, and or they won't do the lessons, and so you need to be able to have separate lessons, not just sets. So we have that for you. We have it all figured out, trust me. Good question. Okay, my It Is Written question. Let's see what we have up here for gifts. And I've got more in the car. We've got the John Bradshaw story. So this is a fun, if you've never heard John's story, you know, I talked to John this morning about coming here. He says, good night, Jeff, you can't even find that place. He says, I think that they must make moonshine out there because it's so hidden. That's John's humor, you know. But he is so looking forward to being up here Thursday. He says, I can't wait. I love those people. He says, I can't wait to be here. And so you'll be blessed. I have a partnership DVD. This is wonderful. It's got about 3 sermons by John. It's got a ministry update of what we've done this past year. And it has a visioning of what we plan on doing this next year. So this is great. I've got a music CD, partnership music. These are our singers, and you'll like that. And then I've got a DVD here on Mission Mongolia, telling you all about our humanitarian work in Mongolia. Oh, some incredible stuff's going on in Mongolia. Whew, I told you about India, but man, Mongolia, just incredible what's going on there. We've taken medical teams there 3 years in a row. First year we took 25. Next year we took about 30, 35. And then John got the bright idea, we should shoot for 100. We're talking about doctors, eye doctors, you know, dentists, medical professional people. And so he said, we should shoot for 100. And so we ended up having 121 medical professionals board planes and go to Mongolia and give health care to people. Every evening, we had a meeting sharing with them Jesus 101. These people don't know anything about Jesus. Nothing. So it's Jesus 101. Who is he? And we share with them who he was. It's fun stuff. It's great. Okay, question. Speak up. That man spoke up last time. It was wonderful. I could hear him. What is the name of It Is Written's kids program? You got it. My Place with Jesus. All right. If you have little ones, grandkids, My Place with Jesus is really neat. And it's interactive on the web. They love the web. Kids can get on there and they can do Bible studies, this, that, so forth, everything else. Okay. I think last time I wanted to mention this, and I failed to, but I've got Every Word cards up here, so if you want some later, come get some Every Word cards. These are great sharing cards. I talked to you about those already, so I won't take more time with those. Oh, I want to do one more thing. Has anybody ever heard of the Telly Awards? Anybody ever heard of the Telly Awards? T-E-L-L-E-Y, Telly Awards. Okay, a couple of you have heard of it. Well, the Telly Awards is, they're the premier award honoring the finest TV productions and TV programs from around the world. And It Is Written is pleased to announce that its production team has won 6 Telly Awards this year out of 12,000 entries. It says here that we won a silver award for the program A Lamp Unto My Feet in the general biography category, competing against others like NBC Sports, CBS Sports, Telemundo, and Touch Ministries. So really an exciting thing. John says, I continue to be so proud of our entire team. This recognition shows not only that our It Is Written team is working at an extremely high standard, but that there's a genuine commitment to excellence in ministry. Good work means successful ministry. Our staff and those who make this ministry possible, our partners and supporters, can know that we're working as effectively as possible to reach souls for God. They only give silver and bronze. They don't give a gold. So we got a silver, was the highest award, and then we won 5 bronze awards. That's pretty exciting. Good stuff. All right. Let's see here. Okay, so now what we're going to do is, as we talked about, a successful and vibrant Bible school needs what? Students. It needs students. All right, so we got to find some of these things. Now, the module we just did. No, I was hoping somebody would do that. No, 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 no handouts, because there's too many for me to give you. They're all up on those chairs on the far left. When you are done today, go pick them up. There's too many. There's too many. And you'll see when I'm done why. I mean, there's going to be, there's like 6 or 8 of them over there. And so just come up afterwards and just get them. Okay, help yourself, Tom. Thanks for reminding me, though. Appreciate that. Yeah. Okay, so we need to find some Bible study interest. We talked about the mega mailer. Okay, that's one way, but what about other ways? There's got to be other ways. Sure there is. There's other ways. So now let's look at this quote from Jesus. Man, there's people out there wanting to know about the Word. There's just not many laborers to find them. In other words, there's a lot of ripe whortleberries that are falling on the ground. Right? Oh my. Steps of Christ says, the same divine mind that is working upon the things of nature is speaking to the hearts of men and creating an inexpressible craving for something they have not. No matter how much they think they're happy in this world, there's still something missing. The things of the world cannot satisfy their longing. So think about this for a minute. If Jesus wasn't a part of your life right now, how big of a hole would be in the middle of your heart? Big, really big, really big. And that hole's in the middle of a lot of people's hearts out there. They're searching. They're just wondering what to turn to. And your friendship and your reaching out could be the difference between eternity and hell for them. So finding students. All right. Well, the first thing we got to do is we've got to realize that there are people out there. And we have to pray. We've got to get this prayer thing going. Prayer is the key that unlocks so much. Let me share this story with you. It was a lady, her name was Lois. She lived in Colorado, and she didn't think that she could do anything to win souls. She just couldn't go out and meet strangers or do anything like that. So she got an idea, and she said, well, Lord, I'm going to pray, but here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to take my phone book. Do we still have those anymore? A phone book. And I'm going to go through my town, page by page, and I'm going to pick names. And I don't remember how many she picked, 15 or 20, whatever it was. And she listed those names out, and she began to pray for them every day. And a month went by, and 6 months went by, and a year went by, and 2 years went by, and 3 years went by, and 4 years went by. And in the fifth year, praying every day for these names, her church decided to have an evangelistic series. So they decided to mail out the evangelistic card. You've all seen them, you know, with the beast all over them and everything. Mailed those out. Well, she was faithful in supporting her church, so she came to the meetings. And when the meetings were all done, lo and behold, she learned that five of the people baptized were on her prayer list. Five of the people. And she went up to them and said, I've been praying for you every day for 5 years. Isn't that incredible? It's incredible. So, you know, we all need prayer partners as part of our team, as well as ourselves, but we need to take and pray. We have to pray for our territory. We have to pray that God would direct us to where we need to go pick these berries. We need to prepare and be ready as God opens doors. Okay, Christ's Object Lesson says, there are many who long to help others, but they feel that they have no spiritual strength or light to impart. I think a lot of us could feel that way, don't we? We're like, man, I want to do this. I just don't. God didn't give me the talents to do this. Well, I'll tell you something. You talk about, do you think it's easy for me to stand up front and talk to you? You think it's easy, don't you? You say, Jeff does this to me, it's easy. This is not easy for me. It's hard. I struggle. I pray diligently, Lord, please use me. Please speak through me, because I don't feel worthy to be up here talking to you. So I understand how this reads, because this is how I feel. I don't feel that I have any spiritual strength or light to impart. Let them present their petitions at the throne of grace. Plead for the Holy Spirit. God stands back of every promise he's made. Oh, praise God for that. With your Bible in your hands, say, I have done as thou hast said. I present thy promise. Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Well, let's look at a relationship network, because here's where we're going to get our names, okay? Well, we have family, don't we? We all have family. Sometimes scared when it comes to talking to family. We have a great fear. We have a fear sometimes talking to people that are close to us, our friends. But we all have friends, and we all have neighbors. And, I'm going to come back to that. Some of us work, so some of us have work associates, right? And then, if you remember, I think it was Sunday I mentioned to you that if you have a smartphone and you meet somebody, learn their name, write their name down in your phone, so when you see them again, you can address them by name, and you start to build that friendship, right? So these are places where you can work. Now, look at this list. This is such an interesting list. Out of all of these, where do you reap the biggest success? Yeah, look at that. From your relatives and friends. That is where the biggest success comes from, bringing people into God's church. That's powerful. That's really pretty cool. So you want to realize that these are the people. Now, Operation Andrew Card, it's over here as part of your handouts. This is a card that was developed based on what Andrew did. You remember what Andrew did? It's found in John chapter 1, verse 41. The first thing Andrew did was to find his brother Simon, and he brought him to Jesus. So this Andrew card is designed to have a place where you can list seven names that you specifically pray over. And it works. It really works. We've had so many successful stories from this list as well. Ellen White says, many have gone down to ruin who might have been saved if their neighbors, common men and women, had put forth personal effort for them. Ouch. That kind of smarts a little bit, doesn't it? Many are waiting to be personally addressed. In the very family, the neighborhood, the town where we live, there is work for us to do as missionaries for Christ. Go to your neighbors, one by one. And now notice what she says. This is so cool. And come close to them till their hearts are warmed by your unselfish interest and love. Sympathize with them, pray with them, watch for opportunity to do them good. And as you can, gather a few together and open the Word of God to their darkened minds. Keep watching as he who must render an account for the souls of men, and make the most of the privileges that God gives you of laboring with him in his moral vineyard. Here's an idea for you. Another simple idea, but this works because I personally do it. So I know. Print up a business card. Print up a business card. You can go anywhere and get a business card printed. And you have on it your name, your telephone number, your email address, maybe a favorite Bible verse. But you go to your neighbors and you say, hi, I'm your neighbor. And you know what? It is so interesting. When I do this, there's, you know, people don't like strangers. They're really skeptical. I mean, it's really difficult. We all know this. We're in an age today where, like, man, arm's length, you know. Once in a while, you run into a person that's a sanguine and they love you even before you talk. It's kind of fun to meet them. But people are resistant. But as soon as I say to them, I'm your neighbor, you just see the barriers drop. It's amazing. I just never knew that simple little phrase would just change the way people think and feel. So I say to them, I'm your neighbor, just down the street. And I'm visiting all my neighbors, and I'm giving them my business card. Well, business card, what do you give? I just want you to know that if there's ever a time that I can do something for you, I want you to call me or email me or get a hold of me. Don't hesitate. If you need something, I want to be there for you. I want to be your neighbor. And they go, whoa, well, okay. I mean, you know, it's strange. They've never had anybody ever say that to them before. Depending on their reaction, I go a little deeper. You know, if you ever have a family member that needs prayer and you need a prayer partner, let me know. If you're ever in a situation where something around the house, I can help, I'm pretty handy. Let me know. Older lady, one day I said, you know, maybe someday you need a battery change in your clock on the wall and you shouldn't be climbing on stools. You call me. And I've gone through my whole area giving my card. Now, the day's going to come when that's going to create a friendship because I'm going to get a call. I just did this recently, so I haven't gotten any calls yet. But I tell you what, when I drive down the road now and I see them in the yard and I wave to them, man, they wave right back to me. They know me now. I'm starting to develop that trust and that friendship, and it's starting to develop. And you know what? Someday down the road, sometime, I might choose to just walk around again and just say, hey, how you doing? How's everything? Just walking around saying hi and just continue to develop that relationship. Have an interest in them. What's going on in your life? How's everything? How's your job? Mom and dad okay? Just have an interest and be sincere. It's amazing what that can do. So that's an idea, okay? How do we transition? From a friend to a Bible study. You remember I told you the story of Dwight, and met Dwight at McDonald's, and we had breakfast, and then we did it again, had breakfast, and I knew I had to transition this guy to a Bible study somehow. And I was like, how do I do this, you know? And so I invited him to come to It Is Written and take a tour, and he saw the Bible study lessons being collated, and I asked him, you want to do these? Yeah, and it worked out. Okay, that's cool. So that worked okay, but that's not going to work for you out in West Virginia. So here's a few thoughts that have just come from different people that have shared with us what they've done. One of them was to ask for help practicing giving Bible studies. So you have a friendship, a neighbor, somebody that you know, and you could say, you know, I'm going to be giving some Bible studies, and I'm a little nervous about it. I've never done this before. Would you be willing to let me practice with you? It's an idea. Never know. You never know. You could share with them some Bible passages that have encouraged you or that speak directly to the times in which we live. Now remember, most of your neighbors, they're not reading their Bible every day. A lot of them aren't going to church. A lot of them aren't really understanding the concepts that you and I as Seventh-day Adventists believe and know. So you could just say to them, you know, this is a verse that just really spoke to me. I'd like to share it with you. Or you could share with them an Every Word card. Hey, have you ever seen this? It is written as a Sunday morning telecast. When you say that, it kind of like diffuses who you are. They're comfortable with that. You might want to look at this. This is really cool devotional. The one today was really neat. Here, take this card. You could always share with them something in writing if they're a reader. And as you get to know them, you learn that. Do you like reading? You like watching videos? Yeah, I like watching videos. Oh, cool. I've got some I've watched recently. I'll try to get them over to you. The 500 series, it's a set of five discs with two sermons each. So there's 10 sermons on the series. And it comes packaged in a really a nice case. And I gave the set to my welder, the guy that does welding for me at the farm. And he loved it. He loved it. Now, he just finished it. Now I'm going to be thinking, all right, now I'm going to transition to something else. You know, what could it be? Remember the story of John. His brother gave him a great controversy. Didn't read it. Lost it. A couple of years later, his brother gave him a great controversy. Didn't read it. Lost it. A third time, a package showed up at his door when he was living in Europe. And in that package was his third great controversy. John tells the story on his life story CD, or his DVD, that I read that book in the bathtub. He said every night, after everybody else had gone to bed in this place he was staying, he would go up and fill the tub, and he'd lay in the tub, and he would read Great Controversy. And look where John is today. You know, and it's so interesting. This thought comes to my mind. The idea that we have to have a lot of numbers isn't really important. Because I remember the story of a young man that told me that he did an evangelistic series. And he did this whole month-long evangelistic series. And he was so discouraged because at the end he only had one baptism and it was a teenager. And he was discouraged. And that teenager was Mark Finley. So you never know. You never know. That one person can be very influential in God's work. Okay, you can share DVDs or Every Word cards. We talked about that. Maria, she had trouble reading. And so she asked her neighbor, I want to do these lessons, but I can't read. Would you read them to me so I could do these lessons? So unless you can't read well, that wouldn't be something you could use, but just gives you ideas how you could reach out to your neighbor. Now, one thing that I like and I've done is I print off a simple letter. And on this letter, it says, Dear friend, I've enjoyed getting to know you. And I would like to know if you would ever like to study the Bible with me. I'm enclosing a lesson from a new series that I just learned about, and it's really neat. And I thought it'd be fun to do these with somebody. Look the lesson over, see if it's of any interest, and if so, call me or email me and let me know. I'd love to do it with you. Now, I have that folded with lesson number one in an envelope, and I have them in my car. And so people at the gas station that I get to know, and of course, I learn their name, and I always try to make sure I see them when I go in. I say, hi, Joe. Hi, Mary. How's your day? How's everything? And I build that relationship over time. Over time, I build that relationship. And then one day, I finally sit in the shadows, and I wait until nobody else is there, and I go up and I say, hey, Joe, can I give you something? Yeah. I said, hey, take this home and read this. Let me know what you think. Okay, yeah. All right, I'll do that. You never know, folks. You never know. You get that email and says, hey, this lesson was pretty neat. I'd be interested in learning more. Nice. Got yourself a Bible study going. All right. So we just talked about that. Now, you know, there's names that we generate through the things we do at church. You have your list of people that visit. You know, that's like a gold mine. You want to make sure you keep track of all those names, right? And you also have your seminars that you do. You do these seminars for a reason. You do your health lectures and your dinner with the doctor and your grief recovery class. And all. You do these for a reason, to connect with the community. Well, you get their names. And when you get their names, you're going to want to take and keep them on file, because you're going to want to email them. You're going to want to call these people. They are prime people. They already have been coming to your church. Maybe they've already met you. And so you want to go and visit them or email them or mail them a letter and say, hey, I know you've been coming to our class. Have you ever thought about studying the Bible? We have some really neat lessons. And here's lesson one for you to take a look at. Look at it and see what you think. And let that go somewhere for you. Okay, we have media ministry list. Do you know that It Is Written has a list of people in your area that have requested information from us? And we are happy to give you that list. People watch our program, and at the end of the program, John always does a free offer, right? So in that free offer, people say, yeah, I want that. Well, you can call It Is Written and say, would you send us the names of the people that have requested free offers in my zip code, in my town? And we will. So now you have 4, 5, 8, 12, 15 names from your town of people that requested something from It Is Written. And you can go to their door and you can say, hey, hi, I'm a local representative for It Is Written. And we just wanted to thank you for your interest in watching It Is Written. Fantastic. Appreciate it. And then you can go from there. And I've got some more things to show you on that. All right. He asked how old those lists are, because if somebody did something 10 years ago, it might not be relevant today. You can choose the date, how far you want that to go back. So you could say, I want everybody that's had an interest in It Is Written in the last 12 months, 6 months, 2 years. You can choose that. You ever think about doing a newspaper ad? I've thought about this, but I've never done it. But a simple ad, how would you like to do Bible studies? Brand new set of lessons just written by Pastor John Bradshaw, the speaker of It Is Written. Call me or whatever for your set of free lessons. Never know. People can put a little ad in their Facebook. You can use the laundromat. You can use the little holders that I talked to you about. If you have a radio or TV station in town, you could see if they would put It Is Written on and start getting some interest. A lot of people have had good success at flea markets. They rent a booth, and they have literature there. And here you could have just your mega mailer, and as people come by, say, hey, have you ever thought about studying the Bible? And hand them a mega mailer. Now, this is where we're going to transition, and we're running a little close on time. We're going to transition here, and this is where you're going to have all your handouts, okay? It Is Written has a survey that we've prepared, and it's a neat survey, and I'm going to share just part of it with you. So you can actually go out into your community or at a fair or at a flea market, and this is what the survey basically says. Good afternoon. I am John, and this is my friend Jeff. We are we represent It Is Written Television. We appreciate the fact that you have been viewing the program. So this would be for the people that have viewed the program and have requested some of the inspirational books. John Bradshaw, Speaker of It Is Written, has asked us to connect with you and ask for your suggestions about the program. May I take 2 minutes of your time to just ask a few brief survey questions? This will help make the program even better. So then it's got the survey questions on here. So this, if somebody's watched the program, you can then go to the door and just have this little script and get them to do these questions. At the very end, it says, Pastor Bradshaw has been offering new Bible study lessons. Have you heard about these excellent lessons? Yes or no? So that's the end of the survey, and then you could say, thank you so much for your helpful answers. This information will be passed on to It Is Written to help in the future programming. Before I go, Pastor Bradshaw has asked me to leave with you lesson number one of this free Bible study lessons that he's written just for you. You give him lesson number one. So that's kind of cool. Okay. Then we have a canvas for community health survey, where you can go and you can do a health survey in your community. And that's really cool. Then we have a handful of other surveys for you, and they're all up here. And each one is designed a little different to meet a different need, a different niche. But you can take one each of these, and you can read them, and you can even hand tailor them, change them if you want to do something a little different. But it will give you a little track to run on if you feel comfortable enough approaching people and talking to them. Now, I can assure you, I was a literature evangelist for many years, and I can assure you that that first door is a little difficult. But I can assure you that after going to a couple doors, you can't wait to get to the next one. It's just something about it. You just break the ice, and it's like, whoa, I'm excited now. I want to keep going. And you thought, I'm going to just do this for an hour, and then you look at your watch. It's been an hour and a half, and you go, I think I'll just go another half hour. It's just amazing how it happens. But if you just break that ice, it's just, man. And these are things to give you something to talk about at the door. And our SALT students, we talked about SALT. Our SALT students have to do this as part of their curriculum, and they go door to door in the community, and they do these surveys, and I talk to these students all the time, and I say, how hard is it? And they go, yeah, it's amazing. People are friendlier than I thought they'd be. That's what I hear all the time. People are friendlier than I thought they'd be. So don't be afraid. Go out. Get a street to say, two by two, we're going to go in. We're just going to talk to people, be friendly, see what they have to say. Say we're doing a community survey. That's not threatening at all, a community survey. And just, you have a track to run right here. So, all right, I think I am done, and I'm right on time. So that now gives you a couple ideas of how you can find some Bible school students. Are you excited? A little bit? All right, good, good. Because I hope, and sometime I should put my email address and my phone number up here. I want you to take it down. I hope that I get a call from some of you in the next 6 months, the next year, and you say to me, Jeff, I got to tell you this story. And then I'll add it to when I do a seminar. Because if you do this, you're going to have some exciting stories, and I can't wait to hear them. And all for the glory of God. All right. God bless you guys. Thanks so much.